Well, we were absolutely delighted. ITV contacted us quite a number of months ago. They let us know that somebody was coming on and they had chosen us, but they didn't tell us who it was until last week. And for us, it was great to have that recognition, because sometimes, you know, it's always the bigger charities that is recognised. So for her to choose us, we were absolutely delighted.
And winning £30,000, when you're watching on TV, you sort of let that money or that figure wash over you. In real terms, what does that money mean for the charity?
We certainly didn't expect, we had every confidence in her that she would do well. But as you know, would have been delighted, you know, with any amount helps us. But it's the times that we're in now, you know, we're already planning for winter, given what's happening in the Middle East and the increase in fuel and food, and it's already impacting families, and we're seeing that people are struggling at the minute, and we're going into the summer period. We expect that come the winter, if this remains, you know, we're going to see more people in need of our service and more people who can't donate either. So this money will make such a difference to get us over this winter period and help support more local people.
And then alongside the financial lift that's there, do you think being named on national TV in that way, it brings more attention to the charity as well? Do you hope for more donations from people that might not have known before, and even maybe volunteers to come in as well?
Yes, I think that's, you raise a really, really good point, because it is so much more to us than the money, whilst that is the practical help. Jamie Lee was able to say a wee bit about the charity and tell people that we are more than a food bank. We do offer that wide range of support, I was delighted, because I didn't know how much of that she was going to get across. So certainly we're hoping, not just with the TV, but also the press, interest that has come, you know, beforehand and afterwards, that we're getting the message out there and, you know, the support we provide. So hopefully it just raises our profile to both, as you say, donors, new volunteers, and also letting people know that need our support that we're here and it is more than food.
And the financial injection for providing services and also operational costs is very welcome to you. How significant are the challenges of running the Foyle network right now, as there have been cuts to the community and voluntary sector?
Yes, and when we see, costs rising in terms of cost of living, it affects the people who support us day and daily. So over and above the funding, there's many challenges. Whilst the people we support, we know their household bills have went up, ours here, even to open the centre. Our electric and our heating oil, that's all nearly doubled as well. So we are also affected by that. Food prices have went up, so we're purchasing more food now that we would have done in the past, so it has an impact. And then if you're seeing an increase in need, that's the pressure all round.
Exactly, and for a place like Derry, the wider northwest, Derry City, Strabane district, it is an area with massive deprivation within it, with households, and the pressures on yourselves as well. Do you think that the Stormont Assembly will take notice of that and give attention to that as we're in this crisis, or do you think you're going to have to struggle on your own?
Well, you know, we always love and hope, because we have to, and we have to be the voice for people. Unfortunately, up until this point, we haven't seen too much. You know, we have an anti-poverty strategy that has been sitting there. We're heading into another election in the coming year, so it is unlikely that we're going to see the progress that is needed in that. So unfortunately, all we're hearing at the minute is for a small amount of families and households, there will be £100 support for household home heating, which won't even touch the sides for too many people. So we expect, unfortunately, the need and the support to fall back to the charity sector and the community sector. And unfortunately, we have been used to doing that with the support of local people. So that's what it looks like in this next coming year.